USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has canceled all votes for the rest of the week after Capitol Police announced they had intelligence that suggests a militia group may try to breach the Capitol building on Thursday. In a tweet, the department said they were increasing manpower to already heightened security measures on Capitol Hill. The department says they are taking the intelligence seriously, but did not disclose any further details. Senator Mark Warren says the threats appear to be mostly internet chatter, but the Virginia Democrat tells CNN that law enforcement is acting out of an abundance of caution.
Let me be clear that there is a great deal of enhanced security around the Capitol. We have fences. There are still National Guards, troops. There's a level of security that I hope and pray will not have to continue much longer. We've not seen any evidence of accumulation of crowds coming into the city. And this mostly seems to be internet chatter.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A prominent Republican senator says Democrats are selling the country a bill of goods with the COVID relief package. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief, and people are like, okay, that's good, because we need relief, and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money, and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is, but on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to limit a provision in the bill that would send $1,400 checks to many Americans. The cutoff for individuals will now be those making $75,000 or less and $150,000 or less for couples filing jointly. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Tuesday that he was lifting the state's mask mandate and ending all restrictions for all businesses next week, becoming the biggest state to roll back its coronavirus restrictions. But Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that infection rates are still too high to pull back. The head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease tells CNN that lifting restrictions at this time is ill-advised.
What you want to do is get down to a low enough baseline so that when you do pull back on the public health measures, that you won't have a surge, because when you have a level of virus that's low enough, as you get these little blips, you can contain them. In addition, we have every single day that goes by, every week, we get more and more people vaccinated. So now's not the time to pull back. Now's the time to really crush this by doing both public health measures and accelerating the vaccinations like we're doing. So that's the reason why I said a moment ago that it's ill-advised. It's not arbitrary, it's not empiric, and it's based on scientific data.
And New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone is taking a medical leave of absence after having surgery Wednesday to have a pacemaker installed. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman said the surgery went well and that Boone is recovering, and that his 47-year-old manager may be back to work in a few days.
You know, just the way he communicated with me, put me at ease, that, you know, if he's good, you know, I felt my takeaway was if he's really in a good place, then I'm in a good place, and, you know, because all I care about is him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.